Hello, I'm Ramsay MacDonald. I live at Dundas Home Farm and I'm a local resident that's going to be affected by the new proposed bridge.
Hello, I'm Lawrence Marshall. I'm the chair of the Forthright Alliance, which is a coalition of groups opposed to the building of a new and additional Forth Road Bridge. And I also was the chair of the old, or the currently called still FETA, the Forth Estuary Transport Authority, between 2005 and 2007.
You both come here today to give evidence to the Forth Crossing Bill Committee. What have you been saying?
Well, we think that fixing the current bridge is eminently achievable. It could be fixed very easily if the cable drying currently installed actually works and halts the corrosion. If not, you can put new cables on the bridge. That capital cost is about maximum £120 odd million, actually less than the cost of demolishing the existing bridge. It will bring some disruption, but equally there'll be disruption for having to construct a new bridge. So our argument is that when you can fix the new bridge, very minimal cost, and certainly just a fraction of the cost of an additional crossing, then let's do that, and let's not spend £2,000 million making more traffic cross the Forth, less incentive to use public transport, and increasing carbon emissions, all against government policy. And that £2,000 million can be better spent on schemes throughout Scotland, either transport schemes or hospital or school projects, for instance, which will undoubtedly be delayed or even cancelled because they have to find £300 to £400 million a year for about 7 years from their capital budget in order to fund this new bridge.
This issue of the cables and the corrosion on the bridge, do you think that's surmountable?
Well, the bridge master obviously thinks so, because there's no plans to demolish the existing bridge. And Transport Scotland obviously thinks so, because they're going to keep the bridge now, and they're going to use it for public transport only. And actually, 86% of the, I think it is, of the weight of the bridge that's carried by the cables is actually the weight of the bridge. The traffic is quite a small percentage. So if Transport Scotland and the bridge master think that you can keep the bridge going almost to its service life of 120 years, then I have no reason to doubt them.
Speaking on a personal level, what were the impacts of building a new crossing be on yourself, on the communities in that area?
Well, we live in a lovely rural area at the moment with an iconic view over the Forth Rail Bridge, which is going to go completely. All the open countryside that we enjoy, which has got deer, badgers, a whole load of wildlife, is going to be obliterated by a four-lane motorway 100 metres from our bedroom. The play area that my children currently play in will, you know, be deafened by, you know, increased traffic 24/7, 7 days a week, as it were. So that's all going to disappear.
How hopeful are both of you that something can be done to halt this? I understand that most of the parties in the Scottish Parliament are supporting this. I think only the Greens are against it. Do you think anything can be done to halt or delay the process?
You're right that the vote taken in the Parliament to proceed with the new crossing passed by, I think, 120 to 2 against. The two were the Greens. So all parties are signed up for the new crossing. That doesn't mean to say that there aren't doubters within each party, however, and doubters now within the media, such as the Scotsman, who previously had been gung-ho for another crossing. I think even the Scotsman are beginning to question the need for an additional crossing. In fact, Bill Jimison, the associate editor of the Scotsman, recently wrote that the case for a new crossing was corroding. So I'm hopeful that public opinion will begin to move on this, and that the vote, which in a sense was taken in the Parliament here, I think in a bit of a panic, and as I've written recently, anxiety isn't the best driver of public policy. And I think that panic has subsided a little bit with the more encouraging results from internally inspecting the cables, and the fact any closures might have to, or restrictions might have to, take place 4 or 5 years later than originally envisaged. I think people are now beginning to reassess this huge sum of money this project is going to cost and say, hey, you know, do we really need to spend this money? Isn't there better uses for this money? Although it's a David against Goliath task, I've always felt that. I think, you know, David won in the end, and I think Goliath's got some problems.